patenttroll.com/patenttroll, trying to beat back these patent trolls. Basically, it's like this. There's two people doing work here. Me and the guy who invented the patent. If you think about it, all you've done is got in between the two of us and decided you're going to get rich.
What if we could ever invent a law that would charge attorneys for whatever lost economic growth or economic productivity is incurred from their shitty, shitty interventions?
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we could just put that kind of law in place.
I have countless hours tied up into fighting this litigation. So what we're doing is we're standing and fighting, and we're uniting the podcast community, and I'm going to beat these guys, and when I beat these guys, then we'll all beat these guys, because they go after one podcast and we beat them, that'll be that.
Yeah.
We lose, they go after the
more.
Rest. That's how it goes. And again, you want to be part of the good fight, you go to fundanything.com.
And by the way, their patent is some, sorry.
/ patent trouble. Just go to fund anything. You'll see it there.
But their patent, it's not like they invented podcasting.
It is still unclear to me what patent they hold and how it pertains to us.
Yeah, it's some obscure.
It's like a sequencer. It's not.
Why don't we just get, maybe it's more effective. What if you were just to hire a brainiac to just invent an alternative? And let's all switch over to that. Wouldn't that be interesting?
I think they're still go, you had been using.
Yeah, yeah.
Chris Maxipata may know more than me, but.
Audio episodes or audio in an episodic order, kind of like a playlist. And that's how podcasts are released.
Why don't we get somebody else to invent a similar sequencer and just use theirs?
Basically, what they're saying is
they're saying we have a patent on that
technology.
And the technology. So you can't rip that off.
They can use a different.
If you look at it in a wider standpoint, they're saying that iTunes is illegal.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no. To me, if we lose, everything on iTunes and everything on YouTube essentially is just going to have to go away. I mean, by their law. You know what I mean?
Or are they already using a different technology over there? And can we rip it? Can we use it?
No. Yeah. That's the whole point. That's the bizarre thing. The bizarre thing about it is if we lose everything, well, I won't say everything, but I will say 96% of what is on iTunes will be up for grabs in terms of being able to litigate.
Why don't they go after them first?
Well,
they have too big a pocket.
They're going after many companies.
Yeah,
and they're starting with me in the podcast world because I'm the big fish in the podcast world.
Yeah.
They'll see how it goes with me, and then they'll work their way
up
down.
Oh, down.
In the podcast world.
I see. Are you listening?
I was
thinking they'd do this to the podcast and then go up into these other areas.
They will go after the number one podcast first.
Yes.
And then they will then hit the top 30 next. And then they'll probably just keep going. Because all they do is send out letters and see if you conform, which means give them money.
Hmm.
It's interesting.